Gemara in Daf Chesam Aleph in Maseches Makos tells the Mishnah in Daf Chesam Aleph Maseches Makos tells us that when a person kills while doing a mitzvah, if a person kills by accident while trying to do a mitzvah, like, for example, the Mishnah gives three examples, a father hitting his kid, a Rebbe hitting his Talmud who's not learning, or a Shliach Beis Din giving Malkus to a guy who deserves Malkus, and they accidentally kill the person, they don't go to Galus. Why don't they go to Galus? Because when the Torah gives an example of going to Galus, the Torah says, "Asher yavos re'eu b'ya'ar." You're in a forest. You're chopping wood in a forest. Somebody goes and kills someone in the forest. So then you go to Galus. When are you ever in a forest chopping wood? Not when you're doing a mitzvah. Just when you want wood. So we see from there that the only time you go to Galus is when you're doing the Devar Rishus. When you're doing something that's not a mitzvah. But if you're doing something that's a mitzvah, then you're not going to go to Galus. And therefore, in these three cases, a person won't go to Galus. So the Gemara, Amar Lehu Umei Rabbanan LeRava, Mimai De Mechatavas Eitzim De Rishus. How do I know that the case that we're talking about is where you're chopping wood that's not a mitzvah? Maybe we're talking about you're chopping wood for a mitzvah. What would be examples of chopping wood for a mitzvah? What? For sukkah or for the maracha, the mizbeach, the wood on the mizbeach. Maybe that's what you're chopping wood for sukkah or for the maracha. So I had, and that's the case that the Torah says that you go to Galus for. And therefore, whenever you kill someone, even while doing a mitzvah, you should go to Galus. That's a Zayfrek, the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no. When you chop wood for a sukkah, it's not a mitzvah. The chopping itself is not a mitzvah. How do I know the chopping is not a mitzvah? What's the raya that it's not a mitzvah? So says the Gemara, because matzah chatu veino chotev. If you go into the forest to chop wood for a sukkah and you find that, look at that, the wood is already chopped, you already have plenty of chopped wood there, you would have no requirement to chop the wood. So you see that it's that the actual chopping is not a mitzvah. The actual chopping of the wood is not a mitzvah, because if it was done already, you wouldn't have to do it. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Then by that logic, hitting a kid shouldn't be a mitzvah either. Because let's say you're in yeshiva, and you're a Rebbe in yeshiva, and the kid is learning. You have a mitzvah to hit him? No, it's only if he's not learning. You would have a mitzvah to hit him. The Gemara says, not true. You have a mitzvah to hit him even if he is learning. Even if you find that he's learning, it's always good for him. It's good. It builds character. There used to be a Rebbe in a certain yeshiva, probably shouldn't mention the yeshiva, a Rebbe in a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, that was a very excitable person. He would throw shtenders out the window, he would like do all sorts of wild things. And one time, one of my friends told me, who was a little older than me, he was sitting in the shir, and he was learning, and the Rebbe walks over to him, while in the middle of shir, and smacks him across the face. And he says, Rebbe, normally I get it, but I was learning now. And the Rebbe said, that's for all the times that you weren't learning. And he yelled like this, Gemara, even if the kid is learning, still a mitzvah to whack him every once in a while. It'll be good for him to get smacked once in a while. But by a sukkah, if you have already chopped wood, there's no mitzvah to chop the wood of a sukkah. The only mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, presumably. That's what we would say. Says Rashi, very key Rashi, very famous Rashi, Hashtanami, Rashi and Chesam Aleph, Kilo Matzah Chatuva, if you don't find chopped wood, it still doesn't make the chopping a mitzvah. Meaning from the fact that if you find pre-chopped wood, you wouldn't have to chop, that shows you that chopping is never a mitzvah. So even if you don't find pre-chopped wood, the chopping itself is not the mitzvah. Rather, what is the mitzvah? So how would you finish the sentence? Ein achatava mitzvah, the chopping is not the mitzvah. Ella, what's the mitzvah? How would you finish the sentence? What's the mitzvah of sukkah? That's how you would have finished that? That's what Rashi says. I don't know, I would have said, sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Barash says, "Noina chatava ella asiyas sukkah." The making of the sukkah is a mitzvah. Making of a sukkah is a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah in the Torah? Let's say I'm not going to be able to sit in sukkah. Do I have a mitzvah to build the sukkah? I'm not going to be able to sit in it. A hurricane's going to come tomorrow and blow it away, or whatever. I'm going to be a chola, and I know I'm not going to sit in it. Let's say you have a chola. That's a good example. You have a chola. Someone's going to be patur from sukkah. They're able to build up the energy to build the sukkah, but they're going to be patur the whole time because they're a chola. Do they have a requirement to build a sukkah? Hashus not, no? It's no mitzvah building a sukkah. What's Rashi talking about? Building a sukkah is a mitzvah? Take a step back and let's ask a different question. Maybe through answering this different question, we'll be able to answer this different question as well. There is a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah Daf Tes. The Mishnah tells us sukkah yishan. If you have an old sukkah, Beishami says possible, Beisil says kosher. What does it mean, an old sukkah? It means a sukkah that you didn't build for the sake of sukkahs, the Mishnah defines. Like, you went out in June, and you said, okay, it's summertime now, I'm going to want a nice shady area in my backyard, so you build yourself a gazebo. The gazebo happens to have walls that are 10 tefachim high, and it happens to have kashrus schach on top of it, but you weren't building it for a sukkah, you were building it for a gazebo. You use it the whole summer, serves its purpose, it's fantastic. Then, right after the summer, sukkahs comes, and you think to yourself, wait a second, this is great, I already have a sukkah. Can you use that for your sukkah? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. It's kosher. There's no din that the sukkah needs to be made lishma. That you have to make the sukkah l'shem sukkah. There's no such halacha, says Beis Hillel. The halacha is that you can't have, it's got to have 10 tefachim tall, it's got to have 3 walls, it's got to have kosher schach, it's dasim ru mechamasa. It has to have certain structural requirements. But there's no din that you have to make it lishma. It's fine. It can't be tasav lo menasui. It could not have been made by nature. That's what tasav lo menasui means. Like if let's say a hurricane came and blew out the middle of a pile of hay, and now you're left with just or tasav lo menasui would be that the schach was put on before the walls, where the schach only became schach after the walls were put up. So that would be tasav lo menasui. But as long as structurally it's fine and it's not tasav lo menasui, it didn't have to be made l'shem sukkah. You could have made it l'shem gazebo also, and that would be kosher as well. Good. Says Tosos, Tav Tesam, and that's why, by the way, the Gemara says in Sukkah Tav Chesam and Beis, Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. What's Sukkah's ganvach? Sukkah's goyim, Sukkah's noshim, Sukkah's behema, Sukkah's kutim. A guy builds your sukkah, even a behema builds your sukkah. It's kosher. An isha builds your sukkah, vaday kosher. Because there's no din that a mechuyiv bedavar has to build the sukkah. There's no such halacha, according to Beis Hillel. It's totally kosher. I remember Rav Shechtel once told the story when he was a teenager in the Bronx. His father was the Orthodox rabbi, and there was a local conservative shul, a very large conservative shul, and the conservative shul had just hired a new rabbi who wasn't as frum as the old rabbi. And the new rabbi in the conservative shul allowed for the sukkah to be put up by a guy. So the chazan didn't like this new rabbi, the chazan in the conservative shul. He thought the new rabbi wasn't frum enough. So he went to Rav Shechter's father, he went to Rav Melch Shechter, and he said, right, the sukkah's no good because it's put up by a guy. And Rav Melch Shechter said, wait a second, the sukkah in your shul, isn't it inside? It's indoors. So he said, yeah, but that's always been that way. But ignoring that, the fact that it's put up by a guy, isn't that a problem? He said, no, that's actually not a problem at all. Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. Being indoors, that's taka a problem. You can't have a sukkah indoors. But being put up by a guy, sukkah's ganvach is 100% kosher. Zok Tosfos, Daf Tesel Menal from the Sech HaSukkah. Sukkah, Yishana Beisil Machshirim. Beisil says an old sukkah is kosher. Says Tosfos, B'Yerushalmi Tani, Tzarech L'Chadish Badavar. The Yerushalmi says, yeah, it's kosher, but you need to be Mechadish Badavar. What does that mean? You need to be Mechadish Badavar? Pick up the schach, do something. Rush has different deals. What exactly you have to do? Over here, even the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes itself, whether it's a tefach you have to move around, a kol shehu, Rush has different ideas what you might need to do. You got to do something. Let me ask you a very simple question. According to Beis Hillel, a sukkah is ganvach is kasher. Your gazebo you built in June is kasher. You don't need a sukkah built l'shem anything. So why is it Sarach L'Chadish Badavar? Why do you have to be Mechadish anything? It's kosher. What's the point of being Mechadish Badavar? Now one could have argued, it's Machlok's Bavli Yerushalmi. Sarach L'Chadish Badavar is a din that doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli. It only appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi.
Could be
inside
of Peder Mitzvah.
What?
Getting Mechadish on the inside
of Peder Mitzvah. Why is that a Hidur?
Because you are doing it, so when you do something, it's definitely much better than somebody does it for you.
Why?
Mitzvah bo, not bishlucho.
Yosem mi bishlucho, but that's by a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. The mitzvah's sitting in the sukkah. We'll get to it. We're going to get to it. A hechsher mitzvah, good. Now the Rambam and the Rif leave out the Yerushalmi. They don't quote this Yerushalmi. But Tosfos quotes it, the Ran quotes it, the Rush quotes it. The Rambam and the Rif don't quote this Yerushalmi. Why don't they quote this Yerushalmi? So the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, either because they hold that it's machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, and therefore they hold that we don't pass like this Yerushalmi, because the Bavli never says Sarich Lechadish Badavar. The Bavli just says that it's kosher. Or the other possibility is that we do hold like the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi is saying within Shitas Beis Shammai. According to Shitas Beis Shammai, you need to build the sukkah l'shem sukkah. It needs to be l'shma. Just like, what other mitzvahs need to be done l'shma? Ksivas tefillin and mezuzos. Making matzah. Right? There's, what? A get. Right? There's certain cheftza shel mitzvahs that need to be made l'shma. So Beis Shammai holds a sukkah is a chefta shemitzvah that needs to be made l'shma, so it needs to be made by mechuyav with kavana. Behema, no good. What if a behema made it for you, or what if you made it shalo l'shma? So Beis Shammai says sarich l'chadish badavar. Beis Shammai says you have to do something to make it nicer. Beis Hillel wouldn't require that. Maybe that's why the Rambam and the Rif leave it out, because it's only within Beis Shammai. We don't pass on Beis Shammai anyway. However, the Rush, the Ran, the Balei HaTosfos, they all quote this Yerushalmi, sound like this Yerushalmi is la'alacha, even within the Shita of the Beis Hillel. So in order to understand, or to amplify the question a little bit, the Ran in the very first daf of Maseches Sukkah, but there's a different source of daf, see if I can find it, the Ran writes, yeah, the Ran quotes this Yerushalmi, and he writes, here it is. Miu garsinu b'yushalmi, t'ni tzarech l'chadish badavar, chavray yomar tefach, rabbi yosi yomar kolshu, kolomar, diaf al gav de sukkah yishan ha-machshari beis hillel, even though beis hillel holds that a sukkah yishan is kosher, l'mitzvah min ha-muvchar, tzarech l'chadish badavar. To get the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, you need to be m'chadish badavar. So what does that tell you? A, that we paskan like the Yerushalmi, and B, that the Yerushalmi is not within Shitas Beis Shammai. The Ran says, even though Beis Hillel holds Sukkah Yishan is kosher, but still you need to be Mechadish Badavar. So the way the Ran's understanding this Yerushalmi, and look at the Dibra Maskel of Tosfos Maseches Sukkah Daf Tes, the Dibra Maskel where he quotes this Yerushalmi is, the Dibra Maskel is, let me get back to it, Sukkah Yishan Beis Hillel Machshirin. So the impression you get from the Ran and from Tosos is that this Yerushalmi is within Shitas Beis Hillel. That even Beis Hillel says Sukkah Yishan is perfectly kosher, for some reason, Tzarech L'chadish Badavar. You need to do something to it. The question is, why? What's that reason? Why would you need to be Mechadish Badavar? What do you need to do? Why do you need to do something to the Sukkah? So in order to answer this question, we need to understand Rashi and Makos Tavches. What's Rashi talking about? This inyana, that the mitzvah of sukkah is not the chopping of the wood, rather it is the building of the sukkah. What are you talking about? Asiyas ha-sukkah, that's the mitzvah. There is a passage in the She'iltos. In She'ilta, the She'iltos was written by Rav Chai Gon, one of the Gaonim, I have it, thank you. It was written by Rav Chai Gon, one of the Gaonim. And Rav Chai Gon writes, in She'ilta Kuf Samach Tes, D'mechayavin d'beis Yisrael l'meved matalalta, Umesavba. One is obligated to lemeved mitalalta, to make a sukkah, ulemesavba, and to sit in it. Right there, what do you see from the Shiltos? Two mitzvahs. A mitzvah to make it, and a mitzvah to sit in it. And in case you're not convinced, dichsiv, he's a shiva yamim for 7 days, dichsiv, chag hasukos taselucha shivas yamim. So Pasuk says, chag hasukos taselucha shivas yamim. Uksiv basukas teishvu shivas yamim. Two psukim. One pasuk that says ta'ase, to make a sukkah. One pasuk that says teishvu, to live in the sukkah. So you see, it must be two mitzvahs. Says the Nitziv, in his commentary to the Shiltos over there. Forget about the Shiltos. The psukim themselves seem to give away that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. Right? Why else would there be two psukim? Two different psukim. One of them seems to say make a sukkah. Says in itself, now the psukim themselves wouldn't be a raya, because very often the word ta'aseh doesn't really mean to make. It's a word the Torah will use to mean to do a mitzvah. The Gemara Nedarim has an example of a neder not to do a mitzvah. Kodem sukkah she'eni oseh. I take a neder, I'm not going to be oseh sukkah. Doesn't really mean oseh sukkah. It means I'm not going to live in a sukkah. But sometimes the Torah would use the word oseh even when it's being imprecise. Why would the Torah use the word taseh? Because there's a drasha to be made from the word taseh. We learn from the word taseh that it should be taseh v'lamina asui. So the pasuk itself is not an indication that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, but the she'iltos. The she'iltos specifically went out of his way to say, lemevid mitalalta umesav ba, and then quotes two psukim. Sounds like the first pasuk is lemevid mitalalta, ta'asa, to make the sukkah, and the second pasuk is to live in the sukkah. So says in its sif, between this she'iltos and the Rashi Makos Daf Ches, something's funny over here. There seems to be some strong push towards saying that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. But like we said before, how could that possibly be true? If you're a cholen, you're not going to sit in sukkah. You're not going to be near a sukkah the whole yantif. You have a mitzvah to build it. It's ridiculous. Of course you don't have a mitzvah to build it. L'chora, let's say, a person makes a shofar, writes a mezuzah, ties tzitzis. Is he doing a mitzvah? You ever go to like the Chabad shofar workshop? They sand it down and they shellac it or whatever, right? That's a mitzvah? Probably not. So says the Netziv the following chiddush. Netziv writes that Elanira Lilmon Milashon Rabbeinu. The afal gav the ikur mitzvah sukkah hu a yeshiva. Va'asiya in el achana. Granted, sitting in a sukkah is the real mitzvah. Making the sukkah, it's only a hachshir mitzvah. Mikol makom yesh ba mitzvah ba'asher achana zu ksiva ba'torah. V'chashuva mishar achanos to mitzvah shein ksuvim ba'torah. Very important. Chiddush says in the Tziv. We often think there are mitzvahs and there are hechsher mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin, the hechsher mitzvah is to write tefillin. The mitzvah is to take lulav, the hechsher mitzvah is to bind, to tie the lulav. Right? We think of two categories. Says the Netziv, there are more than two categories. There's mitzvah. Below that, there's hechsher mitzvah ksuva batorah. And below that, there's just regular hechsher mitzvah. What is the difference in Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Torah, regular Hechsher Mitzvah? Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Torah is a Hechsher Mitzvah that's not the Mitzvah itself, but the Torah tells us at some point that you're supposed to do it. The Torah actually mentions doing that Hechsher. Does the Torah ever talk about writing a mezuzah? Yes! Uchsavtem al mezuzah speisecha visharecha. Is the Mitzvah to write the mezuzah? No, what's the Mitzvah of mezuzah? To have a mezuzah on your door, to put it on the door, have it on the door. It's not to write the mezuzah. That's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. The mitzvah of sukkah is to sit in the sukkah. The Torah, though, does say, chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh l'cha. Make yourself a festival of huts. Which implies that you're supposed to make sukkos. It's not the mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a high level hechsher mitzvah. It's hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'kra. Then you have a lower level hechsher mitzvah. The kind of hechsher mitzvah the Torah doesn't even say. It's just practically, if you want to do the mitzvah, you're going to need to do these things. Like if you want to write a mezuzah, you're going to have to kill an animal to get the parchment and, you know, and be ma'abed the parchment so that you'll be able to have the ability to get the mitzvah. You're going to have to chop wood to build the sukkah. Sometimes you'll need to chop trees to get them out of the way so that you'll have room to build your sukkah without, not under tree cover. That's not the mitzvah. It's not even hechsher mitzvah, ksuva b'kra. It's a lower level hechsher mitzvah. Says the Netziv, l'may nafgamina between a hechsher mitzvah and a hechsher mitzvah ksuv b'kra. Says, I'll give you an example. Nafgamina between these two types of hechsher mitzvahs is would we apply what Ari was talking about before? Mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucha. Do you have to take care to see to it that you're the one doing the hechsher mitzvah? Or is it just the same if you send the shaliach? When it comes to a real mitzvah, definitely mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Better for you to be the one doing it rather than sending a shaliach. But what about a hechsher mitzvah? Is it important for you to do it yourself? So says the Netziv, where does this concept of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha come up in Shas? What's the source for mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha? Are you familiar with the source? What? Kiddushin is the original source, Gittin as well. But Kiddushin is where it comes up. Second parak of Kiddushin. Heish mekadesh bo ubishlucha. Heish miskadeshes bo ubishlucha. Both the man and the woman can each send a shaliach to do the Kiddushin. Frak the Gemara Mesechs Kiddushin. Heish mekadesh bishlucha bo mi bai, bo mi bai. If you can send a shaliach to do your Kiddushin, do you need to tell me that you could do it yourself? Of course you could do it yourself. You could even send a shliach. Obviously you could do it yourself. Oh no, why does the Mishnah tell me that you could do it yourself? To teach me the rule, mitzvah bo, yoser mi bishlucha, that there's a preference to do it yourself. Now wait a second. There's a preference to do kiddushin yourself rather than send a shliach. And that's the concept, that's the source of the concept of the mitzvah bo, yoser mi bishlucha. Let me ask you a question though. Is kiddushin a mitzvah? Is getting married a mitzvah? Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes, yes, there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Rambam says, when you say the Birchas Harrison under the chuppah, when the Masada Kiddushin says the Birchas Harrison, it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Why is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Because getting married is a mitzvah. So I understand very well. Mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. You got to do the Kiddushin yourself rather than send a shliach, because there's actually a mitzvah to do Kiddushin. However, the Ran and the Rosh and Maseches Ksuvos both write that the Birchas Harisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas Shevach V'odah. Why don't we have a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kiddushin? Because Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. You know what Kiddushin is? A Hechsher Mitzvah. It's preparatory work for the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What's it preparing for? Peruvu? It's only a hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah of Peruvu. So according to the Ran and the Rosh, how could it be that we'll say mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho by kiddushin? There's no mitzvah of kiddushin, and that's the source for mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. How could it be? Says the Netziv, it's not a mitzvah mamish. It's only a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. It's a hechsher mitzvah that the Torah talks about. Ki yikach yeshisha. Torah talks about kiddushin. And anytime you have hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah, we'd apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. We would say that it's better to do it yourself rather than have someone else do it. And therefore, what are other examples of hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra? Other hechsher mitzvahs that the Torah tells us about? Writing a mezuzah. If you're a good sofer and you can write a nice mezuzah, don't have someone else write your mezuzahs, write it yourself. Building a sukkah. Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. If you could build a sukkah yourself, better to do it yourself. Mitzvah bo, yosem mishlucha. Is it kosher if someone else does it? Yes. It's kosher if someone else does it. But mitzvah bo, just like it's kosher if you use someone else's mezuzah that someone else wrote. But mitzvah bo, yosem, yibishlucha. The Netziv in Shilta Aleph, this commentary to Shilta Aleph and a little bit over here also, in Kuf Samach Tes, says that by Kavod Shabbos we find, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg and kadosh Hashem mechubad, that there's two dinim, there's a din of Kavod Shabbos and a din of oneg Shabbos. What's the difference between Kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos is whatever you do to prepare in advance for Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos itself. But Kavod Shabbos, even though it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah, prepares you for Shabbos. It's Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'kra. And therefore, Kavod Shabbos is something you should do yourself, even if you can have a shliach do it. My mom will clean my room for me. I don't need to do it myself. Even if it's not your mom. Your maid will clean your room for you for Shabbos. Why do I need to do it myself? Mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. The sugya in Shabbos is full of stories. And in the second parak of Kiddushin, of Amoraim, who had plenty of help in their house. They could afford to have plenty of maids clean up after them and prepare for Shabbos for them. But they went, they got up from their learning to prepare for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Why? Mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. Aye, but it's not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. And a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. The Gemara Menachos Taf Membeis quotes the Shita Ravad Barava. that he was Rami Chuti Umavarich, that when he would put, when he would tie strings of tzitzis onto a beged, he would say a bracha on the tying of the strings. He made a bracha on the asiyas hatzitzis. Why? Kidilim tasalcha, pasuk says. You should make tzitzis. What? Making tzitzis not a mitzvah? Making tzitzis is hechsher mitzvah. But it's hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'kra. And only by hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'kra is there even a hava amina to say a bracha on it. Now, do we paskin that way? No, we don't say a bracha even on hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'kra. Because we paskin that anything that ein asiyasa gemar mitzvah sa, that anything that the gemar mitzvah is not there, is not the gemar mitzvah, is not, you wouldn't say a bracha on. But had it not been for that svara of Einas Yasa Gemara Mitzvah, so you would make a bracha on the Hechsher Mitzvah. Really? Would you make a bracha on making a shofar? Would you make a bracha on chopping wood for a sukkah? No. What kind of Hechsher Mitzvah is there a havamina that you'd make a bracha for? Only Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'kra. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Daf Mem Vav, that when a person makes a sukkah, he should make a shechiyanu on the sukkah. Because the Birch HaMitzvah is only at the Gemar Mitzvah, but the Shechianu could even be at the Tchilas HaMitzvah. So you should make Shechianu when you build the Sukkah. Now we don't do that. We don't make the Shechianu when we're building the Sukkah. Why not? Anyone know why? This is very critical. You ever look in the bencher on the first night of Sukkot and second night of Sukkot and notice that they flip the Shechianu and the Leishev? Any idea why? So let me explain to you why. Very important. We're supposed to make a Shechianu on building a Sukkah. But we hold off till the first night. Why do we hold off till the first night? Because there's then two reasons to make a Shechianu. We make a Shechianu on Yontif, and we make a Shechianu on the Sukkah. Right? The Shechianu has a dual element. It's on Yontif and on the Sukkah. There's Svei Din in the Shechianu. One is for the Sukkah, like Sukkah Daf Mem Vav says, and the other is for the Yontif, like Erev and Daf Mem says. So we wait for the first night when we can maximize the impact of that Shechianu. It's kedai to make a shechianu ala yayin, according to the Gemara in Erev, and that's why we wait for Kiddush. On the second night of Sukkot, we switch the Seder brachos, and we make the shechianu before the leishev. Why? Because on the second night of Sukkot, what we're saying is, it's as if we're saying that the brach of shechianu is only on the Kedushas Hayom and not on the Sukkah. Only on the Kedushas Hayom, not on the Sukkah. Why? Think about it like this. First night of Sukkah, we make the Shechianu first night of Sukkah, we make the Shechianu after the Leishev. We say Kiddush, Leishev, Shechianu. And that's our way of saying the Shechianu is going both on the Kiddush, Kiddush Sayom, and on the Leishev, on the Sukkah itself. On the second night of Sukkot, why are we saying Shechianu again? Didn't we just say it the previous night? Why are we saying Shechianu again at all? Because we have something that's called Sveika Diyoma. What does Sveika Diyoma mean? Last night might not have been Yantif yet. And therefore, last night's Shechianu was not a Shechianu on Yantif. So I still need to say a Shechianu for the Yantif. But you know what last night's Shechianu definitely covered, even if it wasn't Yantif yet? It definitely covered the Shechianu I make on the Sukkah. How do I know that? Because Meikra Din, you can make the Shechianu on the Sukkah as early as the time that you build the sukkah. If I can make a shechianu when I build the sukkah, for sure the shechianu on the first night after the sukkah was already built will count, whether it was yontif or not, it will count toward the shechianu on the sukkah. On the second night, I'm only making a shechianu because of the sveika diyoma, because I may still need to make a shechianu on the kedushas hayom, but not on sukkah. And that's why we flip the shechianu. On the second night, we say the Shechianu before the Leishev. Why before the Leishev? Because this Shechianu is only going on the Kedushas Hayom, the Kiddush. It's not going on the Sukkah. But be that as it may, all of that is just about the Bracha. Bracha may be a nafkamina between a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'kra and Hechsher Mitzvah Sheinu Ksuvah B'kra. Nitziv points out that for both kinds of Hechsher Mitzvah, we would say Osig Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah. If you're osik in the mitzvah, in any hechsher mitzvah of sukkah, we'd say osik mitzvah patim in a sukkah. So now, bring it back to our question. Why does Rashi say that the mitzvah is building the sukkah? He doesn't mean the mitzvah is building the sukkah. What does he mean to say? It's the hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'kra. and it will have a lot of the halachic qualities of the mitzvah, like mitzvah bol yosim mibishlucho, or like if you kill someone while you're doing it, you'll be pater from galus, because it's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. Why does the Yerushalmi say that even according to Beis Hillel, tzarech l'chadesh badavar? Very pashut. Beis Shammai holds you need l'shma. Beis Hillel holds you don't need l'shma. Sukkos ganvach is kosher. What does it mean, sukkos ganvach is kosher? To fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, of sitting in the sukkah, your sukkah could have been made by an isha, by a guy, by a kuti, by a behema. The mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is 100% fulfilled when you have a sukkah's ganvach. But you know what wasn't fulfilled? The hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra of building a sukkah. The hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra of building the sukkah is mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. You got to do that yourself. Sarich l'chadish b'davar means participate in the binyan sukkah, not because it's going to affect the kashrus of the sukkah vis-a-vis the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, but because it's going to affect your fulfillment of the mitzvah of building the sukkah, of the hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra of building the sukkah. That's pshat in that Yerushalmi. Remarkable nitziv, no? One little word in Rashi. Ella asiyas hasukkah. Asiyas, all he had to say was Ella yeshivas hasukkah instead of asiyas. But that word asiyas tips the mitzvah off to this ganze Torah. And that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. There's tzvei dinim in sukkah. There's the din of sitting in the sukkah. And of course sukkah is kind of a chizkashir. But then there's the din of building a sukkah. And to get that mitzvah, you need to do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho. There's another pshat in the Yerushalmi. Maybe we'll say it tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see. Maybe we'll move on to something else. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.